People often say, have a good day. But if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Big box retailers cannot compete with the experience and
all right, back at Clear Beach Gymnasium. As Mountain Home will have the first possession of the fourth period. Down 47-34, the inbound pass into Benton. Blocking foul is going to be called on Van Buren, Zane West. That'll be the 16th foul. First on West. On Zane West. Inbound pass back into Ben. Trying to get around Zane West again. It's down that right corner. Kicks it out. Then on the wing. Over to Cruz. Back out front to Bashir's. And to Cruz. And off the key. Now it's going to go into Waymire. Not the way. Stolen by Jordan West. West into the front court. Crossover, kicks it over right side for three on the way from Kendricks. Won't go, but the rebound, Zane West, gives it back up to Kendricks. Reverses underneath, shot off his left, in and out, no good. Oh, it was halfway down, and it did go through. 7-8 to play in regulation. Mountain Home with the rebound into the front court. Cruz picks up the dribble, back to Benton. Now to Dibble, who's checked back in. Dibble. Back over to Bashir's. And to Cruz, top of the key. Goes right side of the lane. Got the ball hung up on his hip, but he draws the foul. And this is going to be a push on Gavin Ball for Van Buren. Well, Georgia, let's see what this does to the rankings now. Georgia has knocked off Auburn in the SEC championship game. First free throw is on the way. Good. Cruz. So Georgia wins the SEC championship. Auburn, who is the number two team in the country, will be going to a bowl, but they certainly will not be playing in that national championship playoff. See if that puts Alabama possibly back in there. Second free throw is good. Oklahoma is definitely going to be in there. Oklahoma will probably move up to number two, at least. See what happens with Clemson later on tonight. Here's Jordan West in the lane, right side of Kendricks. Drives from the right wing. Puts up the finger roll off the glass. Good. Nice drive-by. Presley Kendricks. I think at 49-36 as Van Buren extends the lead. Bashir goes over on that left side to Cruz. Now to Peters. Peters, left side of the lane. On the drive. Blocking foul going to be called on Van Buren. This is going to put Mountain Home in the bonus situation at the free throw line as Colton Peters shoots a one-on-one and he hits the first. It's the 18th foul on Van Buren. Second one. Got them both. Peters with a pair of free throws. Pulls back with an 11. 49-38 with 6:25 remaining in regulation. Zane West into the front court. Over to Kendricks. Picks up the dribble now. With one dribble, over to West. Zane West, right side of the lane. Drives, has it swatted by Waymire out of bounds. Let's see, if they call him for the foul, that's going to be his fault. They say he got him there. Waymire is disagreeing with the call, still shaking his head, but that is his fourth foul. He thought he had a clean block. Zane West at the line, misses the first free throw as it rims out. So West is going to come out. Boy, that is, they're going to give up some size advantage now because replacing him is Luke Dibble. They're going to go with a smaller lineup with Mountain Home for a while. Again, K.J. Stewart 6'8 man for Van Buren, also on the bench with 4 fouls. Missed both free throws. Zane West missed them both, 49-38. We approach 6 minutes. Dibble. I got in front of Peters. Peters in the lane, puts up the running one-hander. Won't go. There with the rebound is Gilmore. Kicks it out to Kendricks. Kendricks into the front court. Kendricks dribbles into the lane and have a blocking foul. We call him Colton Peters. That's his third. Fouls are starting to mount up. See when we may see Stewart and Waymire come back. I bet when you see one, you'll see the other. There's a drive by Zane West. Drive off the glass. Won't go from the baseline. Rebound Peters. He dribbles into the front court. Peters. He's over on the left wing. Has it knocked away. Loose ball picked up by Kendricks. Ahead to West. He drives. Puts it in for the one-handed dunk. Jordan West. Off of the steal by Kendricks. Who got the pass ahead to Jordan West, who gets the dunk. And a timeout. We'll take it with him. Take a one-minute break. You're listening to Bomber and Pointer Basketball on the Sports Hog 101.1 and KTLO. Back in 1 minute.
New year with a gift from Integrity First Bank. Now through New Year's Eve, when you open a new Integrity First Bank checking account with a minimum of $100, we will buy your old bank checks for $50 and offer you a complimentary box of Integrity First Bank checks. We will also include a 3x5 safe deposit box free for 1 year. Don't forget to join us for a piece of cake on Thursday, December 14th from 1 to 3 at our anniversary open house. Integrity First Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
Noticing some youngsters across the way having a good time. Something like a good 3-day basketball tournament, right? Back here at Clare Base Arena. Pass over on the right side now. Down low to Cruz. Cruz will draw the foul as he posts up on Gilmore, and that'll be his third. 5:21 to play. Van Buren on top, and Cruz at the free throw line. Luke Cruz misses the first, rolls over the top of the rim. Got another coming to him, though, on the way. Misses that one. Loose ball knocked away by Gilmore. Gets it back over to Ball. Ahead to Zane West. West drives from the right wing, puts up the runner. Won't go. And the long rebound coming away to Bashir. Pass ahead to Benton. Over on that right side to Devil, back to Benton for three. It won't go. Long rebound. Pulled down by Burnett. Gets pass ahead to West. West sees a crease and the lane. Drives and it rims out for him. As he put up the runner, it won't go. Peters pulls this one down. Into the front court. Gets it to Devil. Down to 4:42 to play in regulation. Drive shot off the glass. Won't go. Gilmore is there for the rebound. Back over to Burnett. Burnett across the timeline. Back out front between the circles to Gavin Ball. Right side to Zane West.
And inside to Gilmore. Dribbles into the lane to turn around up for a score.
Braden Gilmore. 53-38. .406 to play. In regulation, drive along the baseline off the side of the rim is Cruz. He'll draw the foul. .358 to play. Here they both come. I told you when you see one, you see the other. KJ Stewart checking in quickly off the bench is David Waymire. He'll check in as well. So the two big men, each with 4 fouls, are re-entering the game. see how this works out. Be down there. It's probably about the right time to get it back in. Second free throw from Bruce is good. Got the second. 53-40. 13-point Van Buren lead. They just went over and back. Burnett throws it back over to Ball, who had not crossed the center line. And he tried to catch it in midair. Couldn't get his feet off the ground. So turned back over to Mountain Home. Loose ball, knocked away. Mountain Home will get it back. Picking it up is Benton. Top of the key. Silver on that left side to Peters. Back in the corner to Devil. They go cross court to Benton. Benton starts to drive. It's over to Peters. Peters. The Cruz and back out front to Benton. We've got the open three. Got it. Benton knocking down the three out front. Cuts it to a 10-point game. Across the sideline as they start to trap quite a bit on that Mountain Home defense. Samir does get it across the timeline. Burnett over to Ball. Left side, Jordan West. He's got the open three off the back of the iron. No good. Dibble with the rebound. Pass ahead to Benton. Across the timeline. Had it stolen away from his blind side by Jordan West. 3:59 to play. Lost the out of bounds. To stay with Mountain Home. Again, Cabot and Portsmouth Southside play in the championship of this tournament. Along the baseline. Back out front, Benton for another three. Off the back of the iron, no good. Tap back out, Benton's got it again. Gets over left side to Cruz. Cruz trapped. Got it caught on his hip as he was starting to make the drive. Wanted to make the pass off, and again, just got the ball trapped there on his hip. They'll turn back over to Van Buren. Burnett in the back line. Pass ahead. Jordan West over the left side. There is an open three on the way from Kendricks. Good. Kendricks knocking down the open three from the corner. 56-43, Van Buren. Benton will bring it into the front court. Out front to Peters. Back to Benton and Dibble on the right side. Dibble picks up the dribble. Got a good ring to it, doesn't it? Gets it over to Peters, going left to right, and back to Dibble. Out front to Benton. He was looking for that three. Right side, Cruz. Lobs it into Waymeyer. Waymeyer, turn around. Over K.J. Stewart. He's got to be careful, and Waymeyer gets it knocked down. Can't be too aggressive in trying to stop that. They both have four fouls, but Waymeyer taking that one. 56-45. Van Buren up by 11 now. In the front court, Ball. Over to Kendrick. Minute 34. And back over to Burnett. He drives the baseline with the one-handed dunk. Nice move by Mekhi Burnett. A dunk off of the baseline drive. 58-30-45 with a minute 15 to play. Mountain Home has got to feel the urges. There's a steal out front. Kendricks ahead to Burnett, made another dunk, drives, lays it up and in. Didn't dunk this one. Got over the rim and just laid it in. 60-45, Van Buren. 58 seconds. Peters on that right side, Dibble for three, off the back of the iron. Won't go. Burnett with the rebound. Had it knocked away by Peters. Loose ball on the floor, scrambled for. And a timeout called by Mountain Home. Van Buren wanted to travel as on the floor, Cruz was scrambling for the basketball, but Mountain Home will have the possession. 41 seconds. We'll take the break. We're back in just a moment. You're listening to Pointer and Bomber Basketball on Sports Talk 101.1 and KTLO. Back in 1 minute.
Seniors and their families often struggle with decline in thinking and ability to perform daily tasks. Depression and anxiety frequently make things worse. Well, North Central Arkansas has an excellent resource to help. Dr. Tom Foster, specially trained, board-certified geropsychiatrist, leads a dedicated team of professionals at the Hensley Behavioral Health Center in Mountain Home to help patients and families cope with these problems. Call today to see how they may help. 870-508-6400, baxterregional.org.
Bomber fans, when you need quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, plaques, and more, contact the experts at ABC Printing and Imogen Things for slam dunk service. They'll even deliver your order to you. For over 45 years, the Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things have been supporting the Bombers. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610.
Located at 1310 0 Street in Fort Smith. Open Monday through Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 9 to 5. Midwest Sporting Goods.
Back at Claire Bates Arena, the inbound pass is going to be stolen by Burnett. Burnett steals the inbound pass from Mount Home after they called the timeout to retain the possession. He gets it ahead to Kendricks into the front court. 32 seconds. Back to Burnett. Stands near midcourt. Now he starts to drive. Burnett in the lane. This is off to Kendrick. Back out front near midcourt. To West, Kendricks. Left side, Burnett. Burnett drives along the baseline, kicks it back out. Van Buren's going to run the clock. That's going to be it. 60-45 will be your final score as Van Buren runs out the clock to end the ball game, 60-45. We're going to take a quick break, bring you some post-game stats, and our post-game coming up. Van Buren winning it over Mountain Home, 60-45. You're listening to Pointer and Bomber Basketball on the Sports Talk 101.1 and KTLO. We are back in 2 minutes.
Hi. I'm an Arvest Flex Rewards credit card from Arvest Bank. Sure, I may be paper thin, but look what you'll find inside. Free enrollment in the Flex Rewards program, where you can earn points for cash back, gift cards, or airfare, plus a low introductory rate. But you won't find an annual fee, which makes room for the up to $100 bonus you can get with the new Arvest Flex Rewards credit card. Sign up at arvest.com/bonus. Subject to credit approval. Offer ends December 31st, 2017.
'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings